Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider Podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer in the heart of Giants Nation, Chris Bisignano. Chris, I guess before we get started, big shout out to Fansided. We're part of their podcast network now. Very honored to do that. And it's a good opportunity for us. Very psyched.
Yeah, so am I. Special thanks to them. You know, they putting their faith in us, Jerry, right? Here we are. We're on board with Fansided, happy to be part of the team. Happy to be covering the Giants for them.
Yep.
To be their premier Giant podcast, to let everybody know what the hell's going on with the New York Football Giants. And Jerry, I would say there's a lot going on in training camp this week,
training camp brings like that feeling of excitement, and you say, well, there's a lot going on. Yeah. It just feels like this year there's even more going on. I mean, it is absolutely insane. I guess we could start off, dude, with I don't know, what was it, like 40 versions of Hagler-Hearns? What the hell is that?
Well, let's put it this way. Between being a fan and covering the Giants, I've seen I've seen a ton of daily training camp fights, right, Jerry?
Yes.
And so have you. I mean, you've seen them, you've seen them, you've read about them, whatever it might be. So,
the one I remember was Eli Apple and Evan Engram. But go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, this was one of the better ones. Usually it's a couple of guys maybe throwing a couple of punches, a couple of good shoves, guys jump in, maybe a push, a shove, and that's it, right? Mm-hmm. But this was actually one of the better ones where, Xavier McKinney kind of hit Corey Clement a little, he gave him a pretty good shot. They were in pads, mind you. They were in pads, as we all know. And Clement didn't really take exception to it, but other guys did. Evan Engram jumped in. Your boy Engram jumped right in there. Shoved Peppers, shoved McKinney, and then Logan Ryan saw his boys were in trouble, came from behind and blasted Engram.
Yeah.
And the boys started going at it. Daniel Jones jumped in there, which is, look, it's not advisable. You don't want to see your quarterback jump in.
Right.
On the other hand, Jerry, players look at it, especially the offense, and say, holy crap. Our leader here, our quarterback's in there fighting with us.
Yeah.
Do you want to see that? No, of course not.
Right.
Eli Manning would have never have done that.
I was just going to ask that question. There's no way Eli would have done that. Yeah.
Eli would have just stood in the back and laughed and said, okay, guys, have fun. Rightfully so. I'm not knocking Eli. Not a shot at Eli. That's what you want your quarterback to do. You don't want him to get involved. But Daniel did. Not the brightest move. Judge kind of reminded him of it. A lot of players remind me, hey, Daniel, listen, if we start squaring off, just stay in the back and throw some passes to to somebody on the sideline or something. Don't worry about the fight, But Daniel did. He got pulled out of the pile by a few guys. Nobody wound up getting hurt. And we all know, Jerry, that Coach Judge did not like it, and he decided to punish the team to no end. Yeah. Now, I'm going to get into, Judge and the reaction from Judge and what he really means by his reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are like, oh, look at this is high school stuff. He's got him running wind sprints. You know, I was right there, Jerry. They were running a lot of sprints. Then they were doing push-ups, right. You know, and the big men were sucking air. They were sucking air, Jerry, man. By the time they got their second, they did their second 100-yard sprint and push-ups and all that. And then Judge decided to unload on him verbally. He made it known to the team he was not happy. Now,
Why
was he so upset? Was it because the guys were brawling? Jones was in there? Look, he doesn't want a full-scale brawl. No coach does.
Right.
Okay? But do coaches like the feistiness, the intensity, guys stick it up for each other?
Right.
You bet your ass they do.
Yeah.
Okay?
I mean, as a fan, I liked it when I heard about it. And it's funny because everybody's texting me like, what's going on? What's going on? And, you know, I jokingly write back, I don't know, text Chris. But, I mean, I like it. I like the, you know, it really stemmed from, I from what you told me, that the offense was finally getting better, the better of the defense. And the defense was frustrated. I like that.
Right. So Logan Ryan said that afterwards. He goes, hey, look, they got the better of us today. We got to straighten it out tomorrow, you know,
right. Which
was yesterday. Okay. So, but here's the thing with Judge. Everything's about discipline, fundamentals, right? Not hurting the team. Capital letters. Team.
Right.
Okay. So I put it on Twitter about how Judge, what really upset him the most is that if you do that in a game, what happens, Jerry? A guy gets pushed. Yeah. It's always the guy, the second guy, who blasts the guy and gets the flag.
Hit first, never hit back, right.
Right?
Yep.
So the main point Judge was trying to express, and he did. Yeah. And he did. Trust me, he did.
Colorfully, right? Yeah.
Is that these actions will cost us possibly a game.
Right.
And I put that on Twitter. I said, that's what Judge is pissed off about. Because a flag, it could be a fourth quarter 15-yard flag, Jerry.
Yep.
It might cost you a football game. It could, if you act like this on the field, you throw a punch and you hit a guy from behind, right? You're going to get the flag, Jerry. You're costing your team.
Right.
And that's what Judge believes in. Team.
Yep.
That's what he was fuming about. That was what he... You know, we all know Judge is very colorful with his language, okay? He's not the first coach in the history of this league to use F-word.
Yeah, who cares, right?
Matter of fact, I was talking with Phil Sims yesterday, and he was telling a story about the late Wellington Mara doing a rare interview with the Times back in the day.
Hmm.
And he asked him about his team, and he was very proud of his team and all that. And anything you could change, and Wellington says, well, I just wish the coaches wouldn't be as colorful.
Oh, with their language. That's awesome.
And Phil Sims was laughing. He goes, Joe Judge, you know, Sims says something else. He goes, Judge likes to use the F word a lot. He goes, that was nothing compared to when we play. He goes, Parcells, Belichick, they always use the word mother F
right. In
front. They always put the mother in front of it.
Right.
So the point being, Jerry, you know, this language that Judge uses, he screams it a lot. This is not the first time a coach cursed on the field. This is what coaches do.
Yeah, their reaction was a little weird. It was like, guys, what, are you kidding me? It's a football field. Like, what do you expect? Coaches made it. That was a little strange.
Yeah, I mean, Judge having guys run laps, punishment laps, Jerry. Mm. Guys, you know, and then the punishment after the fight. Like Logan Ryan said afterwards, hey, Judge isn't inventing a wheel here. He goes, I've played for numerous coaches, did the same thing. He goes, Chris, this isn't nothing new in this league.
Chris, I love what he said at that. I guess the presser when Logan Ryan's talking about OCU Manure and Tuck and Kiwanuka, and he said, you're going to tell me they didn't have chippiness. And then he goes, I got chills right now. He goes, we're from New Jersey. Are you kidding me? And I just thought, dude, you talk about put the C on his chest, man. That guy gets it.
Yeah. Like Logan saying, hey, this is Northeast football, right?
Oh,
we're New Jersey, New York, the whole, you know, the area, the tri-state area. Hey, this is what we do here. You know,
What
a chippy guy. And he said, Logan said, hey, I've been on Super Bowl winning teams. He goes, this is what we are. You know, this is what it takes.
Yeah.
You got to have that nastiness about you.
Right.
I think Logan knows what he's talking about. Right.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so, and it's funny, Jerry, because sticking to the fight a little bit, because I know a lot of people are interested, you know, in hearing about it, you know, and they, you know, somebody asked Logan, do you regret your actions? And Logan was like, no. He was like, no. He goes, listen, we don't want to see Mike get hurt. We all laugh about it afterwards. We're all teammates. We all love each other. I love Evan. He goes, me and Evan will be talking about it. We'll be laughing in 2 minutes about
it. Yeah, Logan Ryan, I think, even tweeted the picture of Roy Williams, the coach of UNC, dancing in the locker room saying, like, this was us afterwards, guys. Like, it's
right.
over, you know?
Right. And that's what it is. And now look, Joe Judge could scream and rant and whatever he might say for 20 minutes, Jerry. That's not going to mean crap because the players settle it amongst themselves in the locker room, dude.
Right.
As soon as they walk in the locker room, hey, Evan, listen, no heart. You know, no bad feelings. No, this and that. Yo, I got you and this and that. And everybody's hugging. Everybody's eating. What they all ask each other, what are we going to eat now? What are we going to do tonight? You know, what time's the meetings? It's gone. It's forgotten about, dude. This is football.
Yeah.
It's forgotten about. But yeah, Joe's got the mess. I'm sorry, Jerry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, how many times have you heard about a fight in training camp? I guess this one was a little bigger than I guess what we've seen in a while.
Yeah, of course.
But I like it, man. I think it's like the competitive juice is flowing. Yeah. I loved it. I don't care.
Jerry, look, was it getting to a point of it was getting a bit dangerous? Yeah, I'm not going to, you know, look, sometimes these camp fights, if there's a few punches, guys break up. It's all, this was getting a little dangerous, Jerry, where you got, oh, crap, somebody might get hurt here. Because God, it was getting a little wild. It was. And they finally separated, you know, they finally broke it up and all that. So it was getting to the point of danger. Yeah. Like I said, Joe, this is one of the better fights. And what I mean by better fights is that it was going on and on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think you called it old time hockey.
It was like old time hockey broke out at Quest. You know, yeah, I mean, so, and you don't want to see that. You don't want to see it getting to the point of, all right, somebody might get hurt. You know what I mean? So, it was getting a little dangerous. It ended yesterday's practice, no events, everybody helping each other up after if a guy got knocked on the ground and all that. So, it's all forgotten about. Judge got his point across. The main point was it can cost you a football game with a flag, Jerry.
Right, right.
You know, that's the point. That's the point he got across.
Right.
Okay, and everybody understood that. Everybody knows where Judge is coming from.
Yep.
Sterling Shepard said it best yesterday.
Yeah,
if you don't like the discipline, get the hell out. He basically said, get the hell out of here. Go out the door.
Love it. I put it in my in one of my columns this week. I love Logan Ryan and Sterling Shepard's quotes so much. I just, you know, Logan Ryan too, man. We're sick of losing. We're tired of losing around here.
Yeah.
And Sterling Shepard, man, like talk about somebody who has bought in, right? Like he was part of the Reese McAdoo regime, right? Like he was that draft. You have to think about that. And he's bought into not only Judge but Gettleman as well. And from what you say, you know, Sterling Shepard's in great shape and looking awesome right now. So
yeah, he's the best shape of his, in my opinion, he's the best shape of his career. And Jerry, you're the first one to say it, and I rode you on it. I think he's going to have the most catches on the team.
Yeah,
I think if he stays healthy, he's going to be the, you know, he's going to have a 70-80 type catch season, dude.
Yeah,
you know, Look, we'll get into the injuries with Galladay, you know, in a few minutes, but Shep's a guy that has come into camp from day one, and he's looked great, and he continues to look great. And now the only hope, Jerry, you pray that the dude doesn't get hurt because he's had, you know, he has an injury history. You know, we know that.
Right.
You know, he's not a big dude. He's tough as nails. He'll take that hit. And unfortunately, you know, he's had a few concussions, and he's not as we all know, he's not a big guy, Shep. And, you know, he's very susceptible to getting injuries, right? So. But he's in great shape. But get it. Look, Jerry.
Real quick, Chris, one thing.
Yeah.
Do you think the drafting of Kadarius Toney pushed him a little too, or no?
I'm sure it did, dude.
Yeah.
These guys have competitive pride.
Yeah.
You know, when they went out and they drafted basically a slot guy, Jerry, you know, Shep's, you know, even though Judge called Shep and said, look, this has nothing to do with you. We're adding receivers, we're adding talent. But don't let him fool you, Jerry.
Yep.
As soon as Shep looked up Toney, if he didn't know him and saw what he does, you know, is it a coincidence he came into camp the best shape of his life? Probably not.
Right.
Probably not.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, Jerry, just getting back to Judge, and we'll move on, you know, as far as the fight and, you know, a lot of people about the discipline and he's tough and this and that. Look, I just put a tweet out a little while ago, and I hope I summed it up, Jerry.
Yeah, it was good.
Did you like it, dude?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I summed it up. You know, he's got that Parcells-Coughlin mentality. Right? The old school mentality with the young, modern day touch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I mean is that, you know, these 23-year-old kids coming in, 24, Joe could relate to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Jerry? Well, a lot of times, you know, old-time coaches, you know, they're like, okay, you know, just do your job, kid, you know, and like, oh, what's up with coach, you know? You know, and all that. So I think I summed it up there, Jerry, where in old school, you know, with the modern day touch. And that's the way Judge is. And Jerry, look, there was a lot of old Giants around the building this week. I mentioned Sims yesterday.
I love that, by the way.
You know, Ozzie's been there.
Yeah.
Tuck. Hmm? Kiwanuka. More guys are coming. Especially Judge sent that word that he wants the old timers back. You know, he wants them around the building. He wants them talking to the team. And he's not full of crap with his word. Sims was right there in the middle of the team yesterday after practice. Talked to him for about 15 minutes, you know. So, you know, he's a man of his word like that. I like that. He loves this organization, Jerry Judge. Don't forget, this dude grew up an Eagle fan, right? And he is taken to this organization. And he just loves the culture and the history of it, dude.
Yeah, he's bought in.
And now it's just a matter of going out and winning more games.
And I like that, dude. I like that we got one of theirs. If you can't beat him, join him. Right? I like that we got a Philly guy who has bought into the Giants organization, the Giants culture, and the history. And it seems like he has a deep understanding of that. And you love that. And I was going to say before, when you brought up Coughlin and Parcells, I think Parcells was better at it than Coughlin with regard to relating to the younger players. Yeah. Yeah. And you see a lot of that in Judge. It's a good point you brought up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Parcells was very good at relating to a lot. But, you know, Parcells was a guy that had his favorites too, Jerry, you know, other guys, he was like, just get out of here. You know what I mean? Right. He was like that, Parcells, you know, sure. you know.
Yeah.
And Judge is like, you don't see that with Judge. Judge is like the whole team. He wants to know each and every player, and he relates to them. Now it's just a matter of getting more wins, right, Jerry? Because, you know, Judge is, man, I tell you, he loves the culture and the history of this organization, dude. He welcomes it. He wants to learn more about it, you know?
Yeah.
So that's
what Well, one player, Chris, that he loves, who seems to be just, you know, sparkling in practice every day. I mean, he looks like Antonio Gates got with Tony Gonzalez to have this baby who is now just tearing it up the field, buddy, Evan Ingram.
Jerry, what do you want? I can't make stuff up. I can't say, look, I'm not going to put stuff on Twitter like, oh, Evan just made a nice scene grab, but we know he's going to drop it in a game.
No, I know.
Okay, I can't do that. That's not fair to Evan. Yeah. Do we know that's a good possibility? Of course. We've seen it for 4 years, dude.
Yeah.
But I have to report what I see.
Right.
And I'm going to say it again, Jerry. I know you're going to get mad at me. Believe me, numerous guys I work with, they're like, Chris, stop. When I talk about Evan, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The dude is in the best shape of his life.
Yeah.
And he looks incredible on the field. Now, there's no hitting. There's no scheming. There's no game planning. There's no opponents. I get that. We know Evan's history. We know. I don't have to be reminded on Twitter that, Chris, but Evan, he can't do it. I know. I'm just reporting what I'm seeing. And he's been one of the best players in camp. He's in phenomenal shape. This is the first time in a while. Evan told me actually the other day is the first time in a while he's actually felt 100% healthy going into a camp, dude. It's his contract year.
Yep.
Judge, Garrett, love him. Look, don't shoot the messenger, dude. I'm just telling you what the hell is up.
Nah,
you
know what I mean? Joking. I hope he gets 1,200 yards.
And here's the thing, and I noticed so much frustration. Look, I've talked to prominent Giant people in the building, and believe me, they're frustrated with him too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, I've had enough of Evan. I just don't want to see it. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But as Giant fans and the ones that on Twitter they're just so disgusted with him, and I get your feelings, bro. I get it. I get it, Jerry. You know, I'm not going to say, hey, don't feel like that about Evan. Look, in the middle of the year, me and you were like, I give up on this guy. Remember, Jerry?
Yes.
All I'm saying is,
right,
if this dude puts it together, has a breakout year, do you realize how much better that is for Daniel and his offense?
Yeah, it'd be incredible. 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 And with the weapons that they have now, you would think that he could have that kind of year. He just got to remain consistent. And I love that I love that he's having a good camp.
Yeah.
I saw the clip. Giants.com put that clip out of him splitting the defenders. It's like, oh my God, this kid looks so good. Yeah. You just hope it translates to the games. That's all. That's all. That's all you're going to
do. Jerry, that's what we all hope for. Yep. And I understand that, you know, most people are, no way that's going to happen, Chris. And I'm with you, brother.
Right.
I'm with you. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, you know, he's going to have a monster year. He just, in 4 years, he's proven he can't put it all together.
Yeah.
Is right. this the year? I don't know. We hope, but he looks great in camp. And that's all I can report is that he looks great in camp. He's been one of the best Giants in his training camp so far. And we'll see what happens when the season starts, you know.
Before we get to injuries, there's someone else I wanted to bring up because you tweet about him and you talk about him to me on the side.
Yeah.
How serious is David Sills right now? Like, how serious is that name with the Giants?
Well, Jerry, you know what, dude? With the injuries to Austin Mack, Dylan's on IR, Kenny Golladay, we'll start getting into the injuries in a few minutes. Golladay strains his hamstring. Who knows? No, he's going to be out a few weeks. We know that. He probably won't even see a preseason game, you know? No. There's some openings, Jerry. There's some competition going on, and this kid Sills is another big body that goes up and gets it. Okay, so Chris, what are you talking about? Well, you know what? They're showing it on Giants.com. I've shown it on Twitter, right? We can't film during team drills and seven drills and all that, so I can't put the actual, unfortunately, touchdowns he's getting, you know, on my phone because we're not allowed. But you've seen it on Giants.com. They've shown some, you know. The dude is having a great camp, man. Mm-hmm. He's having a great camp. Jerry had a good camp last year. He got hurt. He's having a great camp this year. He's opening eyes. He's a big boy to go up and get it.
And he's not just catching everything. The ball. He's not just catching balls over Sam Beal either, right? Like, you know.
No, he caught a touchdown over Adoree the other day.
Yeah.
On a fade in the back of the end zone. Yep. He went up and got it. You know. He's catching every ball his way. The kid's opening eyes again. And he's going to be tough to knock off this 53 if he goes into these preseason games and really plays well.
Yeah.
You know, there's some opening. Look, you know, Tony's set back. He's starting to ramp up now, Tony. Like we just said, Galladay's going to be out now, right?
Yeah, then you have Shepard and Slayton, really. They're the only four that are clearly in front of him.
In all fairness, C.J. Board's having a nice camp.
Yeah.
And he plays special teams. So
yeah, that's true.
He's going to be in the inside running. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Austin Mack was playing pretty good. Then he got hurt. Yeah, with the hamstring. But Sills is a guy, Jerry, that's once again opening eyes. What am I going to do? I mean, he makes plays every camp. I got to report it. I'm just telling everybody what the hell's going on.
That's exciting. It's another guy that you weren't expecting. Like, you're looking at these other names and you're thinking, wow, we're set at receiver possibly if they stay healthy. And then this kid comes along and like, oh, I forgot about him last year. And you were ranting and raving about him last year. And now he's really opening eyes. I think he said he caught four touchdowns in camp so far.
Yeah, the last 2 days. Well, not yesterday, but four touchdowns in the last 3 days, dude.
Yeah. So look, it's another guy. He could be the, if he gets some playing time against the Jets, maybe he can be the Victor Cruz. Who the hell knows?
Yeah, I mean, he's gonna play against the Jets. He's gonna play against the Browns. He's gonna get quality snaps, Jerry.
Yeah.
You know, he's gonna get those snaps in these three preseason games.
Yep.
And he's a guy that I'm hoping. I gotta be honest with you, dude. I'm hoping he takes advantage of his opportunity, Jerry. Which is going to be coming in these preseason games, and we'll see what happens when.
And from what you tell me, it's the kind of guy you want to be careful with because if you put him on the practice squad, he can get taken by somebody else. So you have to be very careful with, like, hey, is this a guy we want to make sure we protect and keep, or are we going to put him on the practice squad, let him practice with us, and then anybody can claim him? So, you don't envy the position that the coaching staff's in when a kid like that is really turning it on.
Yeah. Look, there's been a couple of injuries this camp. A couple of guys signing and retired about 10 minutes later.
Three guys. So, Benjamin Davis and Looney. Yeah.
Yeah. Benjamin, we talked about last week. Todd Davis, the linebacker, he's signing. He decided that he can't do it anymore. He retired, and Joe Looney lasted about 3 days, and he just didn't think he could do it anymore with his body.
Yeah.
And so he retired, you know. Yeah. And some of the injuries, look, Galladay. He's had hamstring issues in the past. He's missed games over the years with his hamstring when he was with the Lions. Now the team feels they avoided a disaster-type injury. It's a strain. But, you know, these things, Jerry, they better make sure he's back 100%, man.
They're tricky, man.
Because they're tricky. Yep. They can linger.
Yep.
What usually happens, Jerry, is if you come back a little too early, what happens next time? You pull it.
Yep.
Now you're talking 4 to 6.
Yep.
So I'm sure you're not going to see Galladay, you're not going to see him in a preseason game, and I'm sure you're probably just going to see him about 2-3 weeks in camp, getting it going again, ramping it up. getting ready for the Denver game, dude. You know, but it hurts, Jerry, because, you know, he's new to the team. He's new with Daniel Jones.
Right.
You want to see him get as many reps as you can.
Yeah.
With Daniel. They were working after practice every day. They're working on routes. They're working on timing. They're doing all that. It's not easy, dude.
Yeah.
You know, it's a tedious process, Jerry.
Yeah.
Getting your timing down with a new receiver, you know?
That's what I worry about with Kyle Rudolph, too. He hasn't practiced yet.
You know? And so Rudolph. Yeah. Right. Rudolph hasn't practiced yet, and he's still limping, man. I don't expect to see him, you know, for weeks. Now they had another loss yesterday. Levine, the tight end, Levine Tololo.
Yep.
He tore his Achilles.
Yeah.
And he'll be done for the year. So
did they have a bigger role? I mean, they signed him again, which was shocking, right? They kept him, I should say. Did they have a bigger role planned for him, Chris, that you saw so far? I mean, there's only been a few practices, but like, how big of a hit is this?
Well, it's not a look, they got Rudolph. They expect Rudolph back, Jerry. So it's not that big of a hit. I got to be honest. I'm not going to lie to you. If they didn't have Rudolph, I'd be like, it's a, you know.
Yeah.
But Rudolph is expected back. But look, they were going to work him in the red zone more, Jerry.
Yeah.
They liked his blocking last year. They wanted him as that big target in the red zone more. But now they do have Rudolph, too, you know.
Yeah.
So when he gets back, he'll be that red zone guy, you know. And so, look, he has some nice inline blocking last year, Levine, you know. And they wanted to get him involved a little bit more in the passing game this year, especially in that red area. Obviously, that's not going to happen now. He'll be lost for the year. So it's a little bit of a hit, dude. You know, look, you know, he's a little bit of a hit.
Some of the guys that haven't seen the field yet, or since, I should say, rookie camp or mini camp, whatever, Aaron Robinson and Ellerson Smith. Like, they're the ones that are more annoying as a Giants fan because you just want to start hearing about them. Like, we have high hopes for both players.
Yeah.
And there's guys that are, you know, like, especially in that defensive backfield that's so crowded, there's other guys that are taking advantage of that, of his injury. But those are ones that, look, Galladay, just be careful with him. Rudolph, we knew about. Saquon, obviously, you just hold out. Mm-hmm. But those two, it's like, oh, man, you just wish they can get on the field because they're falling behind now.
Jerry, they're falling behind big time. He's going to start the. I'm sure Aaron Robinson is going to start the year in the IR, you know.
Yeah. Shame.
He's on his side, Jerry. You know, he's got like a wrap around his midsection, his shoulder. He's got a core injury. He's not going to be back anytime soon, it looks like, you know. Ellison Smith's working his way back now. But, you know, Jerry, as a rookie, when you fall behind, you miss a couple weeks of camp and going now, you know, pretty soon we're going to the third week of camp. Preseason games a week from tomorrow. Oh, I'm sorry, Saturday, right? You fall behind, dude. You're not you're some six-year veteran who knows the system and could jump right in there. You know what I mean, Jerry?
Yep,
absolutely. You fall behind. So those are two guys that really intrigue me. You know how much I liked Aaron Robinson? Mm-hmm. I was really hoping to see him, dude. Yeah. Now we're not going to see him. You know, and Ellison Smith's a big boy on that edge. And, you know, we're going to see him pretty soon probably. But Jerry, you know what? Another guy, let's speak, you know, Xavier, you know, the X-Man.
Yeah.
Hasn't been out there, dude.
Shane Zimenez, yeah.
Oh, Shane Zimenez hasn't been out there. He's way behind.
Yeah, and in a spot of in a part of the defense that's crowded right now, I think.
You know, so what happens with him? You know, you got Aziz who's coming on.
Yeah,
looks pretty good.
I was going to ask you that. How is he looking?
Yeah, look, Jerry, he's getting to know the system.
Yeah.
You know, he's getting to know the system, which means that he's starting to play a little faster.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see it in the Jet game, Jerry. Watch. Yeah. We'll see how fast he plays against the Jets.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And this is why I love preseason games. I know a lot of people don't like them, but this is why I love them, Jerry.
Yeah, I love them. Love them.
Because you see these kids out there and you let them get live reps against an opponent, opposing team, right, Jerry? Yeah. You want to see him against a different jersey.
Yeah.
This is what you want.
But you're right. O'Shane Zimenez is falling way behind, man.
Yeah. Look, Cam Brown's being used at all different positions, outside, inside, right? Carter Coughlin's a little outside. Carter Coughlin's been a lot inside. You got Trent Harris. You got Lorenzo Carter that should be coming back soon.
Yeah.
And then you got Aziz. And X-Man's falling behind, brother.
Yeah.
With this hamstring injury, you know, to me, he's in danger, man.
Yeah, yeah. We said that. We said he's the guy that you wouldn't be surprised if he took a giant leap or was cut. Because he's got the talent. He just can't stay on the field. And if he's not on the field, it's, you know, like Banks says, the best availability, the best ability is availability. And if you can't play, you know, and what I think is a very crowded edge, even though we don't know who, you know, the starters are probably going to be Carter and probably Azeez, we think. I mean, at least I would guess if he comes on strong enough, you second round pick, you put him out there. But, you know, it's a crowded edge and he's behind, I would say, four or five guys right now.
Oh, man, he's behind. Yeah. Like I said a couple weeks ago, you better get his butt in camp, man. Yeah. His spot is not secure, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, that's where we're at with him. So we'll see what happens with that. Excuse me. Blake Martinez, he's back, Jerry. Working. He's worked his way back, you know, coming off the COVID list. Tony is ramping up. You know, he's fielding punts. He's getting some reps as he's slowly building his way back. You know, look, it was positive that Matt Peart came back this week.
Yes.
He had a little.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Bit of a lower back issue going on. Mm-hmm. Jerry, where do you see this kid? How much bigger he got, dude?
Yeah, you know, keep saying that.
You know, and he looks like he got stronger too. He on one, they were doing one-on-one drills, and one time he winged Azeez. I mean, winged him to the ground. You know? So he seems to have gotten stronger too, that was his goal, to bulk up more and get strong in the offseason.
Yep.
It appears that he has reached his goal, you know? Yeah. So they need him. They rely on him, Jerry. They got him penciled in a right tackle. No matter what Judge says, we all know he's penciled in to win the job. And I do believe he will win that job, Jerry. I do, you know. So,
all right, guys, before we go on, a word from our sponsor, Manscaped.com. Be right back, guys. Attention Giant Insider podcast listeners and buffoons all the way from Australia to the swamps of Jersey. Guys, do we have a pube problem? If so, our friends at Manscaped have the solution for you with their fourth generation and brand new Lawnmower 4.0. Kick those pubes to Philly, Washington, or Dallas. Just get them the hell out of East Rutherford with the Performance Package 4.0. Join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get ready for Giant Sundays by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDED20. FANSIDED20. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which I even use on my bald head, Weed Whacker, Ear and Nose Hair Trimmer, Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold all your gear. This fourth generation trimmer also features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 has a 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on-off switch, can engage a travel lock, and it is even waterproof. The Lawnmower 4.0 also has a 4000K LED spotlight that you can turn on and off when needed for a more precise shave throughout your Cover 2 defense. The Weed Whacker is also waterproof and uses a 9000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. Are you kidding me? This nose and ear and hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those oh-so-delicate places. Don't forget to use the Crop Preserver, Ball Deodorant, and their crop reviver to help your special teams be on their A game. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. For a clean cover three, your balls will thank you. And we're back. All right, dude. What else do we want to talk about? Like, there's the – I'm not sure about other significant injuries. If there's anyone else who's really opening your eyes, Chris, we can kind of take it anywhere, but before we get to questions.
Yeah, well, obviously, let's talk about Daniel a little bit, you know?
Yes, yeah, good point. Yeah.
Daniel got off to a crappy start, dude. I'm not going to
– And guys, real quick, I get the unfiltered version. I get – you hear on the podcast, yeah, Daniel's, I'm a little concerned right now, from Chris. I get the unfiltered one. So I was more concerned than maybe some of you guys were. But after you had that last practice, yeah, feeling a little better. Anyway.
Well, Jerry, look, he was very up and down the first 3-4 practices.
Yeah.
Missed a lot of passes.
Yeah.
And look, and excuse me, it was a little alarming. Like, Daniel, come on, what are we doing here? You know?
Yeah.
But has been much sharper. As a matter of fact, two practices ago in pads before the fight, I had him down for not missing a pass, and I seen a couple other guys had it the same thing. So I thought maybe sometimes you think you miss one, you look down, you're talking to somebody, and you're like, next thing you know, the ball's on the ground, you're not sure. Anyway, I didn't have him with one incompletion in team drills, and I noticed a lot of other guys reported the same thing, so I guess I was right. I didn't miss an incompletion, so that's very impressive.
Yeah.
Okay, that was impressive. He was sharp, pretty sharp yesterday. So after a very slow camp start for Daniel, which was a little alarming, I'm not going to lie to you. It was like, oh man, what are we doing here? You know, he's coming on and he's playing much better, which is obviously positive news, Jerry.
That's when I get concerned about the Giants. When you say, when it's, whether it's Garrett Jones, whatever, when you go, what are we doing here? Like, that's my dad's, my late father's, what the hell do they practice all week? Like, that's your go-to. Right. So when you say that, yeah, anyway. Sorry.
Right. So that was my mentality the first 3-4 days. Like, what the hell are we doing here, Daniel? You know, I'm missing balls, missing in drills. I'm like, what are we doing? You know?
Yeah.
And it wasn't just me. Believe me, there was a lot of other guys next to me. Like, what the hell is Jones? You know, but he has gotten much better. The offense, which couldn't get out of its own way, you know, against this defense, Jerry, the first week, they've improved.
Yeah.
They've caught up to the defense, which happens a lot in camp.
Yeah.
That happens a lot. The defense is way ahead of the offense. You know, so that's a good sign. They've catching up a little bit, playing much better against this defense. That, look, the secondary has been pretty impressive the first week and a half, Jerry, 2 weeks. You know, Adoree's been one of the best players in camp.
Yeah, you said
Adoree Jackson.
Yeah.
James Bradbury's been James, you know. And then you got Pep and McKinney's having a good camp. And Julian's doing his thing all over the place. And Donnie Holmes in a slot. You know, so, you know, It's not like, you know, they're going against a pretty solid secondary, Jerry. You know, these camps are mostly what you really see is the 7-on-7s, 11s, you know, guys, receivers against DBs, you know, and all that.
Yep.
And you know, they got the defense got the better of them the first 3-4 practices, but now the offense is caught up and actually has played really well against them. So that's a good sign, dude.
Is there anything else, anyone else that's standing out to you that you want to talk about?
No,
you know, offensive line or whatever, anybody,
you know, who's having a good camp is Corey Clement.
Mm.
You know, the guy, the running back from the old Eagle. I like the way he catches the ball. He runs, he's running the ball. It seems, you know, he's got life in his legs. He's only 4 years in, but he's got life in his legs. One kid, Jerry, a draft pick that I was kind of looking forward to in this camp has been pretty quiet. Has been Gary Brightwell, you know, the running back they drafted. He's been pretty quiet. Clement has, you know, he's leapfrogged ahead of him.
Yeah.
Booker's been the number two, and he fumbled in a team drill the other day. Dory stripped him, and Judge yanked his butt out of there, and he put, you know, Corey in there. Clement,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
he was like, he wasn't going for that, Judge. They yanked his butt out of there, and he got Clement in there. But Booker was back with the ones most yesterday. So you got Booker and Clement, obviously, and we're all waiting for, you know, Mr. Tree Trunk Legs to come back, which – you know, it looks like he's on schedule to come back. You know, I'm watching Saquon. He's there every day. He's working in the back. By the way, Shane Lemieux, he'll be back you know, Jerry, real soon. He was on the field yesterday. He was on the field yesterday. And Saquon is in the backfield. I see him running a lot. I see him cutting. And to me, Jerry, you know, they're just going to take it slow like we all know, right? Mm-hmm. Like they should. And he definitely looks like he's on pace, Jerry. On schedule, I should say, to play that first game against them.
Awesome, man. All right. That is a hell of an analysis, Chris, over the last
four. I hope I didn't flood you too much with that, Jerry.
No. I mean, look, we recorded Friday, and it's been, you know, it's what, 6 days, but it just seems like so much, and it did, so much has happened. I laugh when you mention Corey Clement because I'm thinking he was the start of the fight, in, you know, not by his fault, but McKinney hitting him, that kind of started the whole thing. But yeah, dude, that is one hell of a recap. That was, I feel like we just went through a season. Oh my God, guys quitting, fights, injuries, guys coming back, you know, unsung heroes looking good. Yeah, man, I don't know how you can't be excited about this right now if you're a Giants fan. And I guess there's some reasons to temper that enthusiasm, but look, man, we're expecting to, I'm expecting the division title this year. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm tired. Like, that's like right. Logan Ryan said, I'm tired of losing. I love what Judge is building. I love what this roster looks like right now, how deep it is. And I'm pumped, man. Nice job by you.
You know what? Logan set it up. He summed it up, right, Jerry? Hey, yep. The fans are sick and tired of losing around here. We're sick and tired of losing this organization.
Yep.
We got to turn this shit around. We got to turn this stuff around, brother.
Yeah. No, you said it right. Shit around. We have to turn this shit around.
You know what I mean, Jerry?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Logan, you know, when Logan talks, you listen. He's from the Super Bowl champion Patriots. He played on a playoff team with the Titans.
Yep.
He's Tom Brady. He's the last Tom Brady interception as a Patriot.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that when Logan talks, when guys like Logan talk, you listen.
Yep.
This isn't some buffoon that came from the Jets and said, oh, yeah, well, listen, I can tell you what's going on here. No, you know what I mean? This is Logan Ryan.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's a Hall of Fame safety. I'm just saying he's a guy who gets it. He knows what it takes to win.
Yep.
He comes from New England. He comes from Mike Vrabel in Tennessee. Playoff teams. He knows what it takes. His team went into New England and knocked off the Patriots a couple years ago. He knows what it takes to win. He's from Belichick. He's from Vrabel. Okay? Yep. This isn't some tomato off the street talking out of his blowhole saying, oh, yeah, you know, let me tell you something. I've been in this league 7 years. I know what it takes. Shut up, dude. But when Logan Ryan talks, he knows. Guys, listen to him, dude.
Guys, if you can't get pumped up after that, I don't know. I don't know how, I don't know what else. You need a defibrillator or something. I don't know.
Very spirited practices too, Jerry.
Yeah. Good.
The players, enthusiastic, very pumped up, very into it. Good sign, you know. So
excellent.
Get pumped up. Look, the preseason game is what, Jerry? 9 days away now?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You could go out there, you could hit up on the Jets, an opposing team, another colored jersey, you could beat up on the Jets a little bit, maybe, you know? And they're going to see their boy Zach Wilson, I'm sure, right? Yeah. So let's see how Robert Saleh plays it over there with Zach Wilson, but we'll see if Zach goes against the ones, right, Jerry? We'll see. Well, I don't know. Look, I'm going to ask Judge next week. I'm sure somebody else is going to ask him. This is Judge's first preseason game as a head coach.
That's right.
And we'll see, I don't know. We really don't know how he's going to play. Is he going to play starters? I don't know. We'll see next week when we ask him, you know?
How did Belichick, what did Belichick do? Not that he's going to be
except for the last game, Belichick plays the starters.
Yeah.
For, you know, he'll play him a quarter and a half in the second game. He likes to get the starters some reps, dude.
Yeah.
You know, so I expect maybe the same thing, you know. But now, what could change, Jerry, because it's only three preseason games, mm-hmm. right? Number two, you have to cut five guys after the first game.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, two things. That could change the way a coach thinks. He wants to get, you know, guys more reps. You know, he wants to look at it, which is going to happen. And two, it'll cut down the damn roster size, you know, because there's 4 million guys running around with these numbers. Every 2 seconds, you got to look. What the hell is that again?
And, guys with the same number, you know?
Right. It's so annoying. There's so many guys. I can't wait till the roster's cut down to 53, to be honest with you. But, yeah, so you got to cut down five after the first game. So
that's funny, man. Who caught that swing pass? Danny Shelton? No, that can't be right.
So, yeah.
Plus, you're farther away, right? Judge keeps you guys a little far away.
Yeah, I'm a little far away with Judge, you know. So
he put you guys on the turnpike.
Yeah, at times, you know, You got to bring the binoculars to check out what's going on.
But. Oh, it's great. All right, man. Question time. We'll lead off with Derek at D-Wins. Can't help but feel spoiled by Eli's durability, but am I the only one concerned with our quarterback depth chart situation? Just feels like if 8 goes down, we are totally screwed. I mean, that could have been the case with Eli too, though, Derek. I mean, your quarterback goes down.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no Jeff Hostetler's waiting in the wings anymore, I don't think. You know, that's tough.
Yeah, look, they're number twos for a reason. So if your starter goes down, good luck, you know? You just right. hope you have a little better number two than other teams, you know?
How's Glennon look now?
Well, like Mike Glennon.
Yeah.
You know, he's a big boy. He's got an arm, and he'll miss guys. You know, he'll be off target by 6 yards sometimes, you know? There's a reason why a guy's been a number two his whole career, and, you know, and that's the reason. Yeah. It's Mike Glennon. But at the same time, if something happens to Daniel, you do have a veteran stepping in that knows how to run an offense, who's won some games in this league, and you just hope he holds the fort, you know.
Kerry Feliciano, can I say I'm a true Led Zeppelin fan if my favorite song from them is Good Times, Bad Times? Chris, I'll leave that one to you.
Yeah, it's a Zep one. It's a Zep one song. So yeah, I'll go with you, Kerry, on that one, no doubt. If it's off the Zep one album, no problem with it. If it's Hey Hey, What Can I Do, I have a big problem with it.
What if that's the second favorite song? Is that still bad?
That shouldn't even be in your top 50. Forget about more or less your top 5 or whatever.
Mickey Buderita. I hope I got that one right. Chris, question for you. After the fight when Judge was punishing the team, push-ups and sprints, what was the instant reaction from the reporters? Were you guys surprised by how furious he was? Did you feel it was justified? Well, you said it was justified. Did you feel confident in his leadership, et cetera? So what was the reaction from everyone?
Well, the reaction was that you could hear a pin drop.
Yeah.
The whole facility, it was dead quiet. All you heard was Judge screaming.
Yeah.
So that was the – now we've seen Judge do that. You know, he's gone off a few times in the 2 years he's here. So was it a surprise that he was going off like that? No, we kind of expected it. But it was a very, I mean, we were all just listening, and literally you could hear a pin drop in that place. So, and what was the last part of the question, Jerry?
I don't know. I went past it.
Oh.
Did you feel confident in his leadership?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Hunt for 5 at G-Men Pride 4. Jerry, can I get an explanation on the approximate timeline that your feud with Pro Bowl tight end Evan Engram began? I believe it was the Thursday night game in Philly. And that horrible drop, but I want to verify. Hashtag, God, I hope Philly doesn't get Watson. Yeah, there's reports of that very, very close to happening, and then the other people threw water on it. So I don't know how close they are to getting to Deshaun Watson. Hey, look, man, I like Evan Engram. I liked him when they drafted him. I had my last straw with him at the Philly game. But look, hey, man, it's a new season. I want Evan Engram to do well. I would just say I'm like every other Giants fan. I'm just aggravated by the inconsistencies because you see – you see someone like a, I see Jordan Reed when I look at Evan Engram. He should be that type of player. So that's all.
Yeah. You know what, folks? Don't get confused by what Jerry means. Like, Jerry wants Evan to have a 90 catch year, Pro Bowl, and the whole act, you know, 18, 8 touchdowns. You know, it's just that, like, me and Jerry, like, believe me, a ton of other people, it's like we had enough, like, doing it. It's like, enough. This guy just can't put it together, you know? But that doesn't mean that we don't want this kid, especially, you know, knowing Evan personally, man, he's a great dude, man. That doesn't mean that you don't want him to have a great season, right, Jerry? I think some people think we're at the point like, oh, if he has a good year, I want him gone. Right, Jerry? No, right. That's not the point.
That's not the case at all.
That's not the case.
Jim Birdie at Jim_Birdie. This is a really good question. If the Giants carry 5 to 7 wide receivers, do 5 to 7 of them need to play special teams and make the team over better receivers that can't play special teams? This goes with any depth position also. So like Kenny Galladay, Sterling Shepard, they're not going to play special teams. But those back end guys, Chris, would they keep a guy, guys, do you think?
Yeah, the last few spots, you better be a special teamer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually it comes down to special teams.
Yep. Nico Reeson. Hey, guys. Question out of Switzerland. That's awesome. Yep, you guys are international. Is there a chance to see Galladay, Shepard, Slayton, and Tony on the Giants roster post 2022?
Post 2022? Probably not.
Yeah, it's tough, right?
I would say probably Shep would be a casualty by then.
I know, that stinks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fubar at head. I can't pronounce it. It's week two of the training camp. Have the Cowboys won the Super Bowl yet? Hashtag buffoon crew. Okay, here we go, Chris. One fishy scientist. Oh, this person's in Florida. I know. I've interacted with this person before. How do you see the running back room shake out? Do you think the Giants want a power back? And if so, who is that?
A power back?
Well, they signed Alfred Morris, right? Like, how do you see that? You know, I guess early prediction right now. How are you seeing the running back room shake out?
I see Saquon, Booker, and Corey Clement. You know, that's what I see. And then you know, with either Penny or Cullen, you know, Gillespie, a guy.
And then Brightwell goes on.
Brightwell goes practice.
Practice squad. You know? Yeah.
And Morris, you know, why not? We'll see. He's just camp body right now. He's going to compete, but. I like the way Clement looks, and then you have Booker. You know he's going nowhere, and then obviously Saquon coming back. So
that was a weird signing. I mean, I know he did okay last year, but it was like, okay, Alfred Morris, huh? All right.
A lot of inactive for Alfred Morris. If he makes the squad, a lot of inactive for him.
Yeah. Bosco at Bosco 0102. Any thoughts on Solder during camp? Haven't heard much about him. Where has he been lining up, Chris?
Yesterday, you know, he was at right tackle. He's been a little left tackle, you know. Yesterday, Matt Peart was at left tackle because Andrew Thomas wasn't in team drills. So,
yeah.
Look, he looks pretty good. We'll see. You know, when he goes against, when he gets some reps in preseason games. You know, you can't. It's hard to really tell here in these practices. But
yeah, Trevor Burgess at World Jukebox. Based on Tuesday's brawl, if you had to pick one Giant on the roster to bet on for a boxing match, who would it be?
Oh, boxing match? Oh, I don't know about probably Pepis.
Okay. What about a brawl? Just a brawl. One guy on your side.
Gates.
Yeah.
I mean, Nick Gates actually enjoys these things. Yeah. He actually, like, he looks forward to these confrontations, Jerry. Jerry, you there?
Yes, I'm going. Yes.
I thought I was talking to my humidor here, my cigar box.
We're good. Your cigar box, you said?
My humidor. I'm looking at my humidor right now. I thought I was talking to that.
No, you're good. You're good.
Yeah, all right. Thought I lost you.
No, we're good. So okay. Gates in a brawl, Julius all the time.
I'll go Peppers in a boxing match.
Boxing match, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Peppers looks like he could throw, and Gates in a street brawl. Gates.
Okay, that's fair. Easy peasy at Easy AESQ. Do you think I can get a contract? I may not be good, but I promise not to retire before the end of the week. Oh, that's great. Okay.
I'll run it by Gettleman, see what he says.
That's so funny. Garrett Clark at Garrett Clark 28. Chris, based on what you've seen in padded practices, does the offense or play calls look any different? Or can you even talk about that? Scared about Garrett for this year. Are you allowed to talk about that? Like, it's so CIA here.
They haven't really opened up the playbook yet, so you can't really go by anything yet.
That's a good answer. Sebastian Cordy at Seb Cordy, and we'll go a few more here. Name two cuts that we don't see coming. Amazing pod, guys. Regards from Mexico. Awesome.
Wow, Mexico. Okay.
Nice. Two cuts.
Wow, we really are international.
Oh, my God. International buffoons, baby.
Holy crap. Mexico now. Go ahead.
Nice. Two cuts. Name two cuts we don't see coming.
Oh, I hate to say it, but X-Man might be one of them.
Yeah, shame, yeah. Not guys, don't worry. Not Xavier McKinney.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Shane Zimenez. Yeah. Well, he's kind of known as the X-Man. I know. Some people get confused with McKinney, but no, I'm going to start saying Shane Zimenez.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that being one. Another surprise cut.
It has to be in the defensive backfield. There's going to be a cut because you can keep 12. maybe they keep 12. I don't know,
Reggie
Ragland or someone like that.
Who, Jerry?
Reggie Ragland or someone like that.
Maybe. I don't even know if that would even be that much of a surprise,
right?
But I'm just gonna say Zimenez right now. I can't think of anybody else right now.
I agree with you. Three good ones in a row. Adriana Iafola. Do you think Beal's having a good enough camp not to get cut? Hashtag buffoon crew.
No.
Dylan Rivera at DRivera 2267. How's Big Dex moving out there? I saw he had two knee braces on. Don't remember him wearing those last year.
They want them to wear knee braces. So.
Okay.
Yeah. How's he look? He looks good, Dex. He's moving well. He's moving. Look, I said before the camp started, I think Dex is going to have a big year. I'm going to stick with that. I like the way he's moving. I think he's going to push that pocket a lot more this year. And he's going to be a pretty big factor for him. He's a number one pick, brother. You know, he's got a third year now. He's got to be that impact guy. So yep. I think he will be too, Jerry.
Oh, I love this question. Michael at Michael underscore B1NN. Do you consider Heartbreaker and Living Loving Maid one song or two? Hashtag, hey, hey, what can I do? I can go first if you want.
Good.
Those two songs were not back-to-back on Led Zeppelin 2. That's only a box set thing.
Yeah.
Living Loving Maid was after Thank You, and Heartbreaker was the last song on the first side. I remember flipping over that tape all the time.
Yeah.
So, no, that is a box set thing.
Yeah.
There you go, Chris. How about that?
Yeah, very good, Joe. Jerry's 100% correct in that one.
Thank you.
I know a lot of people think that's like a back-to-back, but no, it's not. That's very good.
Thank you. I feel like I've earned so much more street cred today with Led Zeppelin.
You actually gained a little bit from me today, man. I have to admit, I didn't think you had that one in you.
No, thank you very much. Appreciate it. That's made my day, Chris. I don't even think I can go on with this podcast anymore.
Now you just...
dude, that's awesome. I feel good about this. I'm not kidding. Let's see. Well, pert question again. Here we go. Richard Savner, who's related to the other Richard Savner, right? I think this is a grandson or son. My wife is having our first son on Sunday. I'd like to write to John Mara about the fourth generation G-Man fan. Congratulations, man. That is awesome. How do I send him a letter? This will be SavFam17's namesake, Richard Savner, the fourth, third generation member of the Buffoon crew. That is awesome, Richard. Congratulations. Just write a letter to MetLife Stadium and put John Mara's attention. I'm sure he would love to hear this. The Giants are very good with this stuff, man. They respond very well.
No doubt, Jerry. Rich, congratulations, my man. Just write it to John Mara, 1925 Giants Drive, East Rutherford. You gotta get I don't have the zip code offhand, and trust me, there's a very good chance John Mara will respond to you. Right, Jerry? Very good chance.
We've said it a million times. If you don't like John Mara because of some of the decisions he's made, okay. But no one takes the losing harder, and no one appreciates the fans more than John Mara. I'll go to my grave saying that. He's just like his father in that respect.
Absolutely.
ACL underscore tears at ACL. That's a terrible name. At ACL underscore tears. How's the team responding to the visits from the former Giants? Will there be more visits, Chris?
First, just one second, Jerry, to Richard, 1925 Giants Drive, East Rutherford, 07073. Rich, you just write the letter and address it to John Mara. I'm pretty sure he'll get back to you. I'm sorry, Jerry, what was that question?
No, nice job by you. How's the team responding to the visits from the former Giants, and will there be more? We know Judge wants more, but like, how's the team responding to all these guys coming in?
They seem to really like it, Jerry.
Like, you royalty?
Know, Phil Simms was there last night. He talked to them. You know, like I said a little while ago, other guys have talked to him. Other guys, Sean O'Hara was there last night. So, guys are going to be coming in, and the team seems to be responding well to them.
We'll go two more. Craig at HOEF underscore C. Haven't heard the name Caden Smith at all in a while. Does he have a role in this team moving forward?
Yeah. No, Caden's been involved in the offense. He's making his catches. You know, he's there for blocking too. You know, so, Caden, without question, has a role in his offense, especially now with LaVine going down.
All right, Chris. Kevin Phillip, last one, because there's a lot of questions that are asked that we kind of covered already, that you kind of covered already. Chris, from camp, does it appear if they are utilizing Eli Penny anymore? A frustration last year was anytime they used him on short yardage, it seemed very successful. They just didn't do it very often. Thanks from the UK. So, dude, we got the UK, Switzerland, and Mexico, baby, in questions. Awesome.
Where the hell's it? Japan follows.
Come on. Let's go, Asia.
Like I said, Jerry, they really haven't opened the playbook yet. You can't tell, you know, you can't really tell much what they're going to do with Eli. It's a little too early for that.
All right. No, you know, one more. Frank Seattle. Frank Seattle at Frank Seattle. Who is your biggest bust-out candidate besides Sills, Chris?
My biggest bust-out candidate?
I'll give you mine.
Besides Sills?
Yeah. Can I give you mine first?
Yeah, bud. Yeah.
Carter Coughlin.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No, no good.
No, that's all right. I was, just, you know what? Automatically, I was thinking offense.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. No. Okay. So you go with Carter Cobb. Well, yeah. That, you know what?
Yeah, I'm going to see 5 sacks from him this year, and it's going to be like, wow, where'd that come from?
Okay. I'm going to go with Xavier McKinney.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait to see him. So, oh, my God.
I'm going to go with Xavier McKinney.
So excited about this kid.
Yeah.
That is going to be a jersey within 2 years that is littered around that stadium, all over the place. Absolutely. Convinced.
Also, bud. Big physical kid, brother. Yeah. A ball hawking physical safety.
Good combination to have in your safety. Ball hawking and physical.
Yeah. You know. So he could, you know, he could play deep center. He could play the slot. I mean, he could do it. He could cover a lot out there, brother. And nice. He's got that, like I mentioned this before, he's got those ball hawking skills, Jerry. He's one of those guys that's around the ball, you know.
Yep. All right, dude. Anything else?
No, that's it. I guess we'll talk next week right before the preseason game, wrapping up 3 weeks of camp, right?
And then we'll probably do early to mid next week, guys. And then the game, and then we'll still stay one a week, and then we'll sooner or later when the season starts, we'll go to two. But for now, as things happen,
well, you want to do it after Fan Fest, Jerry, or
it's a good idea. We'll see.
All right,
All right. I do. Good job. All right, guys, to order a subscription to The Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com. Go to magster.com for a digital subscription, M-A-G-Z-T-E-R, and download The Giant Insider app from the App Store. We print Sunday night. A lot of good articles in there. Chris's interview with Tay Crowder, story on Galladay. A lot of good stuff. All right, guys, remember, Sundays are Giant days. Take care, everybody.
Take care, everybody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.